Welcome to the
I love to sing your praise.
Hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Institute to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and Scriptures. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please an insightful message.
So we want to continue on the fruits of the kingdom, specifically today on the subject of kingdom faith. So we want to generally introduce the idea, understanding of the kingdom, and then we will jump over to look at kingdom faith. Basically, we will look at some features of kingdom so that we will be able to apply ourselves according to the word of God. So Matthew verse 43 says, "Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruit." It says that the kingdom of God can be taken from somebody, and then the kingdom of God can be given to another person right on this earth. Traditionally, it's clear the kingdom of God being taken from Jewish people and given to Gentiles as one big nation. But you can break it down and apply it to individual groups and all that. So the kingdom of God can be taken and then it can be given. The Bible teaches us also that the kingdom of God has got fruits, okay? Has got fruits. So if you have the kingdom of God, you should bring forth the fruits of the kingdom. And that is where Revelation and then verse 2 comes in. Say, in the middle of a street, that's the street of the Lamb, you know. And on either side of the river was the tree of life, which each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the trees were for the healing. And the scripture is to us on earth right now. We know that because it's about kingdom thing. It's a heavenly kingdom thing. But the Bible says that it bears fruit. Okay? There is a tree of life in the heavenly kingdom that bears 12 fruits. And it means that although it is located in the kingdom of God, it respects timing. Timing is something that belongs to years and months and all that. It belongs to this realm, the earth realm. So the thing is, in the heavenly kingdom, it bears fruit every month. That means that although it's in the heavenly kingdom, God wants the tree of life to be relevant to us on this earth. And the 12 fruits, you know, every month also teaches us that every month of the year, okay, all year round, bear in mind the fruits of the kingdom. We should be minded that we must bring forth the fruits of the kingdom. What are the fruits of the kingdom? The fruit of the kingdom is not talking about works, W-E-S, you know, it's talking about character. In the Bible, actually, the people who brought the kingdom system, John the Baptist, and Jesus Christ, who came, actually, John prepared his way for him to proclaim the kingdom of God. These people use the word fruit concerning character. For example, John the Baptist said, "Bring forth therefore fruit worthy of repentance. Let your show your repentance." Jesus Christ also said that by their fruit you shall know them. And he was talking about character, because he said that you could do all the works, cast out devils, prophesy, you know, do mighty works, yet not bear the fruit of the kingdom. So he was talking about character, not works like miracles, and talking about character. All right, so we want to look at this kingdom fruit of faith. All right, now what it means is that anybody who has the kingdom of God, to whom the kingdom God has given, will be able to, or should be able to, bring forth the fruit of the kingdom. Okay, now I want you to note something, that the Bible is talking about fruit. Fruit is something that comes naturally to a plant, okay? Or if it's a human being, the fruit of the womb and all that is something that comes naturally. It's not work in terms of making efforts. It is more of something that comes naturally, effortlessly. You sometimes see pleasure and then you have fruit, like the fruit of the womb. You see the thing? So I want you to understand that this is not something that you have to sweat about. You just have to recognize the fact that the kingdom of God is in you, you know, and I will show you how you can bear this fruit of the kingdom. Once the kingdom of God is in you and you have your eyes are on the right places, the tree of life, actually on Jesus, who is the tree of life, he goes through your life so that the life you live will not be you making efforts to live it out, but it will be Jesus living life through you. And sometimes you wonder what is going on. It's like somebody is living his life in your body. It's wonderful because you see in your body certain tendencies, you know, tendencies like unforgiveness, tendencies like evil thinking and all that. But you see that when you are tempted to be unforgiving and to think evil, you see that something, a relief comes to you and you're able to forgive and all that. It's like it's you, but it's not you. It is because somebody who is called the Lord Jesus is effortlessly bearing his fruits in your life. And that is how fruit bearing has to be. You don't go on any tree and hear the tree crying, throwing tantrums. I want to bring forth fruit. No, it comes naturally every day. That is what I want you to bear in mind as we go right along. So there are two classes of faith. Two classes of faith. We have kingdom faith and then religious faith. Religious faith is that of humans, but kingdom faith is of the kingdom of God. Kingdom faith is of the kingdom of God. It's of the Lord Jesus who brought to us the kingdom, all right? But religious faith is of man. That's man's own way of showing confidence in God, if you like, okay? So these are the two main classes of faith. Now, I want you to turn to the book of Acts of the Apostles, and then I will show you from Acts of the Apostles chapter 19 and then verse 8 to verse 10, I will show you the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. As far as faith is concerned, we will see from that place that we have kingdom faith and then, of course, we have religious faith. Kingdom faith being the faith of our Lord Jesus. Acts 19 verse 8. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. Paul was reasoning and persuading people concerning the things of the kingdom of God. But when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way. Please underline the way. Spoke evil of the way before the multitude. He departed from them and withdrew the disciples, as the 12 disciples he had earlier on helped to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know, baptism with the Holy Spirit. He withdrew those disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus, and this continued for 2 years, so that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, both Jews and Greeks or Gentiles. Please underline the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the Apostle Paul, he was reasoning with the people concerning what? He reasoned with them concerning the things of the kingdom of God. And please underline things of the kingdom of God. That's verse 8. But when some were hardened, they didn't believe, but spoke evil of the way. What is the way? The way is the things concerning the kingdom of God. Do you see that? Paul was reasoning and persuading them, you know, concerning the things of the kingdom of God. And the Bible says, but when some did not believe, but spoke evil of the way. What way is he talking about? The things concerning the kingdom of God. So things concerning the kingdom of God is not just talking about, all right, I should put it this way. It is, they are things that show us the way of the kingdom of God. They show us how the kingdom ways are like. The kingdom means, in the Greek, the word translated, the way, you know, spoke evil of the way. That word is also translated the mode. So there is a kingdom mode. There is a kingdom way. There is a kingdom means of going about things. Hallelujah. They are the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came showing to us the kingdom ways to do things. So for 3 months, Paul was teaching in Ephesus things concerning the kingdom of God. That is kingdom ways, kingdom brand of issues. But some did not believe. They spoke evil of the way, of the way. The way is talking about how the kingdom does its things. How? That is why I'm talking to you about kingdom faith. Because there is a faith that you will have when you have the kingdom of God within you. That way shows you how to get things from the kingdom of God. How to stretch your hand of faith, for example, and receive things from the kingdom of God. Okay? And they are the ways of the Lord Jesus. We should see these things in the life of the Lord Jesus, who came to live out the kingdom ways. Actually, if you read the Bible, wow, I should be starting my main body. But if you read the Bible, you will see that in Acts of the Apostles, the disciples were called the people of the way, because their emphasis was on a certain way of going about issues. You must understand that we are living in a religious world, and human beings have their own way, their own mode, their own means of getting things. But these disciples in the early church, they were called the people of the way. Sometimes they say that the people who speak evil of the way. What way is he talking about? They are the people of the ways of the kingdom, because they were expounding and living out kingdom ways. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. So let's now look at some few features of kingdom faith. All right. The faith which is of the kingdom. Remember, Matthew 21 verse 43 says that the kingdom of God has got certain fruit. In other words, certain things that are signs that you have the kingdom of God. In this context today, you have kingdom faith. So I want to show you some features of kingdom faith. Number one feature is that kingdom faith recognizes Jesus even in the negative of circumstances. And this is how it thrives. This is how kingdom faith thrives. It recognizes Jesus Christ in the middle of the negative circumstance of your life. Kingdom faith recognizes Jesus even in the negative of circumstances in this world. Why? It is because Jesus Christ made everything. Listen carefully to me. He made everything. The Bible says that without him was not anything made that is made. He made all the things that we see, the tree, natural things. He made them all by himself. And so, in this world that you are living in, sometimes the devil will use negative circumstances, build up negative circumstances against you. But remember that he is doing it in the context of what Jesus Christ has made. So, in spite of how negative things can come against what you believe God has done for you, in spite of that, you should be able to see Jesus even in the negative thing. Because you see, the environment, the context, this earth in which we are living in was made by Jesus. So anything that takes place here, it should not be outside of Jesus. Or you can recognize Jesus in it, no matter how dark the clouds are. No matter how negative the things coming against what you believe is. I want you to look well at the dark clouds. I want you to look well at the negative situation. You will see somewhere at least the fingerprints of the Lord Jesus, which is very personal to him. Every fingerprint is unique and personal to a person. So scientists tell us that no two human beings have got the same fingerprints. Now, if that is so, and God created us, I believe that when he was molding things and all that, when he was creating things, somehow his landmark, his fingerprints are on the earth. No matter how it is falling, it is still on the earth. No matter how the devil can use circumstances, situations on earth, you know, against your faith. For example, you are believing God that you will be healed, right? The devil may use negative circumstances all around you, but I still want you to see in the middle of the negative circumstance that you are feeling in your body that Jesus Christ can be recognized. And that is how your faith is going to try. You should be able to recognize Jesus. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the truth of Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus, trying to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the sub-level style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, then verse number what? 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse. For all the promises of God in him. Can we all say in him?
In him.
The promises of God, where they are? They are contained where? In him. So he is the container. He is the whole element. All the promises of God in him are what? Yes. And in him, amen. To the glory of God through us. Okay? So, promises that God makes to you, what he tells you in your heart, that I've done for you, my son, I've healed you, I have fed you, my son, I have married you, my daughter. That's why it should apply to ladies. I've married you, my son. You know, all these promises are yes in him. They are not yes outside him. In other words, all outside Jesus, the promises of God are not amen. The promises of God are not yes. But he says, every promise God gives to you, when you read the Bible, all the promises there, promise that God speaks to your heart, they are in him. And please put the promises, your faith, in the container called Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is not just a person, he is also a place where we can be, where the promises of God are kept. Hallelujah. So, I want you in the middle of the difficulties, please see the edge of the container. You know, the devil can put, let's picture a container in which you are, like a bucket in which you are. Now, the devil can put many negative things, maybe stones around it. But please lift up your head a little and look at the tip of the bucket. No matter how down you are, you will see that, oh, all these things are in him. So, what God has promised you, once you can be able to see him, can we all say him? You can see Jesus, your faith work. That is how kingdom faith thrives. It recognizes Jesus, even in the negative or circumstance. Let's read it in the book of Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14 and then verse 23. Over there we have a Sunday school story of Peter who is walking on the sea of life. Okay? So Matthew chapter 14 and then verse 23. When Jesus has sent the multitude away, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Please underline, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. The wind was negative. The circumstances around Peter and his friends, they were all negative. They were tossed because the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. In the Bible, the sea can be said to be humans, the sea of life. You know, he was walking on the sea of life, in this earthly life. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost, because they feel that no, these things, it should not happen. A normal human being shouldn't be able to rule in life. Walk on the sea of life, not go under, but walk on the sea of life. So they were troubled and they were afraid. But immediately, and they say it's a ghost, you know. Sometimes we can be very superstitious. Are you aware of that? Yeah. Sometimes our mind can think very, very traditional and think that some ancestor somewhere is the one who is doing you, who is trying to manifest these things I am seeing. It is an ancestral curse or something, 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 something. So do you know what happens? You start to see a ghost. You don't recognize who? Jesus. In the negative of your circumstance, you see superstition, ancestral curse, a curse that somebody has uttered, something, something, you know, something that you did in the past. You see a ghost. You see something supernatural, negative supernatural, because a ghost is not a positive supernatural. It's a negative supernatural, you know. It's a ghost, and they were troubled. But our mind should not go there. In the midst of being tossed on the sea of life, please don't see a ghost. See Jesus. Because all the promises of God are in Him. And once you recognize Him, when God gives you a promise, the promise is yes. And the promise is amen. And you bring glory unto the God in your life. Hallelujah. It's powerful. So you know the story already. Later on, Jesus spoke to them, verse 27. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is a ghost. It is I. See me and don't be afraid. Rather have faith." Peter says that, "Then tell me to come on the water." Jesus said, "I come." And Peter, once he could see Jesus, listen, all the negative circumstances were still there. All the winds were still contrary. But once he could fix his gaze, not on ancestral curse, but on the blessings that we have in Jesus, the Bible says that he could walk on the sea of life. He could overcome the sickness. He could overcome the whatever thing that he wanted. Like you can also overcome whatever thing that you desire, provided you can see Jesus in the middle of the negative circumstances, because he is the one that makes faith work. I have to show you something before we close the session, because I want to end the Kingdom Faith session today. But I want you to look at something. Look, verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand. Of course, Peter is sinking, and he says, "Lord, save me." Why was he sinking? Because he took his eyes off Jesus and he placed his eyes on the winds, which were still boisterous. Whilst he was still walking on the sea, he took his eyes off Jesus and put it on the negative circumstances in life. Because of that, he started sinking. And so he says, "Save me, I'm sinking." Verse 31 now. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" It means that even little faith can believe. Little faith doesn't mean you should doubt. Hallelujah. I'll show you later on the power of little faith. But little faith, he says that you have little faith. Why did you doubt? Little faith doesn't mean that you should doubt. That is what Jesus showed him. But really where I want to get to is verse number 32. And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. In other words, when Peter was walking on the sea of life, the negative circumstances were still there, but he was walking on top of the negative circumstances, because his eyes was fixed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. But still, the storm and the wind was so boisterous and all that, but he was walking. It was when they got into the boat that the wind ceased and there was calm. Because sometimes Jesus can be with you. He can be holding your hand. You can be walking with him. But still, there will be negative circumstances around you. You will feel Jesus so close to you, but still, you have negative circumstances in your life. I will show you something, because If you have kingdom faith, you will not make haste. Ha ha. You will not make haste. You will not be in a hurry. The circumstances may be negative still around you, but you'll be patient in tribulation. We will get there. But this is what I want you to see, that as long as you pitch your eyes upon the Lord Jesus, God's promises to you will be yes. Take it off him, God's promises will not be yes. Don't be ever tempted by the devil to focus on yourself. Because if you focus on yourself, you will not be on top of the sea of life, on the issues that you are battling with. But when you put your eyes on him, when you put your eyes on what he's done for you, you realize that things, you'll be walking effortlessly. Things will be happening. Hallelujah. Because the promises of God are made in him, not outside him. Outside the person of Jesus Christ. Okay? So that is one characteristic of kingdom faith. Religious faith is the opposite. Religious faith is knowing academically what faith is and exercising it. And you don't have any person. The person of Jesus is out. Relationship, fellowship with Jesus, you know, is out. Hearing the words of Jesus is out. You just go and get some scriptures from the Bible and then you are using it. But you must hear. You must hear. Hallelujah. You must hear from Jesus. That is what gives you what? Kingdom faith. Let's move right along. I want to show you now. Okay. Let me show you now that kingdom faith makes you calm, not hasty. Kingdom faith, it makes you calm, not hasty in life. What I want to show you with this characteristic of kingdom faith is that God can be with you and you still have trouble, like Apostle Peter. Okay? Jesus was with him, but he still had negative circumstances. The wind was contrary. He was still being tossed, so to speak. The thing was boisterous. The sea was boisterous. But Jesus was right by his side. Maybe even holding his hand. It was when the two of them walked into the sea, into the boat, I should say, that the troubles ceased. Look at Isaiah chapter 28 and then verse 16. Very quickly, let's begin from that place. Isaiah chapter 28 and then verse number 16. The scriptures says to us over there that, therefore thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion, the church, a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Can we all say a sure foundation? Jesus is a sure foundation. Hallelujah. He's a sure container in which we are. He's always there. His works are still here. Although nature has fallen, still it retains the glory of God. And actually the whole earth is full of his glory. You can see him. Hallelujah. Says that a sure foundation, whoever believes will not act hastily. Whoever believes will not do what? Act hastily. In other words, if you believe, you will be calm. It's people who are in doubt, who are hasty. Take your mind back to the time that you were in doubt. You see that you were hasty about everything. And you were crisscrossing the whole earth. You know? You were not searching about anything, so you were trying plenty things. But he says that here, whoever believes, he will not act hastily. It means that you still have to act when you believe. In kingdom faith, the characteristic is that you don't act hastily. There was a time that Abraham, the father of faith, was hasty. That was a time that he had religious faith. That was a time that he hastily went and took Hagar with the suggestion of the wife. And Abraham did not hesitate. He took Hagar and had a child with Hagar. His name was called Ishmael. But God came to him and God said that no, somebody is going to come from your own loins, from your own biology, let me put it that way. You are going to have a child. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and then he believed. This second faith is kingdom faith. Because it took him out to go and see the heavenly kingdom. He saw the stars, and the Bible says, when he saw the stars, he believed. Hallelujah. But the first one, when he said, look, I have to help myself and all that, that is what religious faith makes you to do. It makes you hasty. You can be a believer and walk in the midst of religious faith and be so hasty in your life. But you see, if you have kingdom faith, you are calm. Your steps are directed. Your acts are directed. It doesn't mean when you have faith, you relax. No, you have directed activity. You act in a directed manner, not in your own way, not with your own mind. But you have the basis, the word of God, as a basis for every action, every endeavor in your life. It came, it was born by a certain word. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.